Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. The telephone number, when you hear somebody drop off, you can jump on here if you've got a question for me or a report about something that's working for you, gardening-wise, pest control-wise, or whatever. Give me a buzz, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Just real quickly before I go back to the phones, I told you I had a really nice visit with the Ulrich Barnes people that make the wonderful sheds. You've probably seen them around. I really learned a lot going through their manufacturing, talking to their key people over there, and we're going to be doing some YouTubes and videos. We shot a bunch of stuff, and you'll be seeing more and more about it. I was fascinated that they not only do these wonderful sheds, which you can use for storage and extensions to some other use you've already got going, or kids' play areas, or art studios, or, you know, a sculpture shed or whatever, but they also make these completely finished cabins, log cabin type houses is what they are, and they're beautifully, beautifully finished. The quality of the work just kind of knocked my socks off. I was impressed. I think you will be too. So if staying at home, you need an office space or some expansion that would be high quality and very easy to do, take a look at Ulrich Barnes. It's ulrichbarnes.com, I think, is the website. Well, here it is. ulrichbarnes.com, or you can go to their telephone number, which is 520-438-7433, ulrichbarnes.com. And it's ulrich, barnes.com. And you'll be hearing more about their stuff. Very impressed. They're expanding and really doing some fine, high-quality work. All right, let me catch up on some phone calls. Sue is still with us and had one more question. Hey, Sue, what else can I do for you?
I want to know how you get rid of these awful creeping vines that spread quickly on everything, fence, posts, trees. They just go too fast on everything.
Well, it depends on what you've got. Do yours have little white or pink flowers by any chance?
I don't think so. They look more like the sumac poison ivy, big leaves on it with five leaves on each deal.
Okay, five leaves is going to be the vine that I talked about early in the show called Virginia Creeper. And have you ever seen it in the winter, in the fall color on it? Have you ever seen what color it is in the fall?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Okay.
And the little berries are little green berries, and then I guess they turn black.
Okay. Well, you may have Carolina snail seed or Virginia creeper, either one. The bad news for you, Sue, is that physical removal is all you can do. And then once they start regrowing from the ground after you've done physical removal, you can spot spray the young, tender foliage as it tries to get going again with the strong vinegar sprays like the 20% vinegar or one of the other organic sprays. But the first step is just physical removal. There's nothing you could spray. If it was toxic enough to kill it when it's a big old woody plant like that, you'd contaminate your whole place, and it probably wouldn't even kill them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Unfortunately, thanks. You got to get out there and get to work.
Thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate the call. Here's David in Red Oak, Texas. Hey, David.
Hello. On this Dallas grass, I learned about a dozen years ago when my daughter was in soccer. Ryegrass in the fall kills the Dallas grass. It doesn't come back for 2 years.
Ryegrass actually killed the Dallas grass in your project?
Yes.
Interesting.
I thought it, when it first came up at soccer fields, nobody believed it. We tried it on an 8-year-old field, which is a small one. It worked, and since then, I've been doing it in, on my lawn and my parents' lawn.
Okay, and you're sure it's Dallas grass?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Sure that'll hurt a kid.
Well, Dallas, the reason I'm scratching my head a little bit is that Dallas grass is a perennial. It's coming back from, you know, a plant, and I don't know how the overseeding of ryegrass could kill that out.
Well, it's worked for a dozen years.
Well, that's good. And you say it works for 1 year. That's the other thing I'm scratching my
about
head about.
2 years.
2 years.
You have to do it about every 2 years.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't mind overseeding with rye as a, you know, a winter grass anyway. I normally don't do it because I don't want to fool with mowing and all that for the winter. But if somebody has a weed problem, I've seen it help with other weeds. I just never have noticed that it could help with Dallas grass.
Well, I said the first time we did it was on my little kid's soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
We really didn't think it was going to work.
Well,
but it does.
I appreciate the tip. I will definitely keep that in mind, David. Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. That would be great if it works as well as he says. And apparently it does. Here's Troy, Dallas, Texas. Hey, Troy.
Yeah, hello, Howard. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm fighting yellow jackets. Okay, very aggressive. When you come out my front door, probably a 50-50 chance you'll get stung. Okay, what I did, I used high-pressure water several times to knock their nest down, and it take them out for a while, and they come back. Well, it all came to a head there. A lady got stung out my front yard. When she came out the front door, she got stung, and then after that, I made a mistake. I went and got the spray, you know, that wall spray that goes 15 feet out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Well, that's a bad mistake.
Yeah.
I took
in a lot of ways.
Let me say this. I have a totally organic yard. It's been that way since the 50s. I can trace it back to the 50s. Okay. I took that yellow jacket nest out and killed them all, okay? And it rained about an hour later, about an inch of rain. What happened was I got a 2x4 bed of flowers, wild, I call them wildflowers, I don't know what they are, to the right of my front porch, right up against the house. It's a pier and beam house. And what I believe happened, the rain came and washed all that residue off the side of the house down and drenched that flower bed and killed them all. 2x4 a bed, just killed them overnight. So I raked what was left of them out, you know, and put that in the garbage can. What do you think I should put down there to try to clean that mess up that I created?
Well, what you want to use is what we call the detox program, Troy. On our website on dirtdoctor.com in the library, we've got the detox program, and you just put it in the little search window, and it'll come right up. Basically, it's to put down a fine, very finely ground carbon or activated charcoal is even better. You have to mix it with water. You want it so fine it's like talcum powder. Mix it with water and spray it and drench it in the area that's contaminated. And it ties the toxins up. And then the rest of the detox program is to use the organic amendments that I recommend for bed preparation. And then add some orange oil, 2 ounces per gallon of water, and make it part of the drench. And that will not only tie up the toxins, but they will start the process of stimulating the microbes in the soil that will actually decontaminate it, will break up those complex molecules of that toxic material. But it's all on the website under dirtdoctor.com. But let me go back to the beginning of your deal. These were the wasps that are hanging under the eave of your house?
Oh, yes. As you come out my front door and go down cement steps, to the right, there's a high arch, the front of the house, and they're right up under the eave. Yeah, the high, about high as you can go up.
Okay, well, the reason
up
I'm
under the eave.
The reason I'm going back, they're normally not aggressive. I don't know why yours are so aggressive. Next time you can use soapy water if you have to do them in and splash them with soapy water, and it'll kill them. You don't need to use anything toxic at all. But usually, that's not a yellow jacket. That's actually a paper wasp. They're usually not very not very aggressive. I appreciate it, though. Well, appreciate the call, and I will talk to you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this.
More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with Viatrac fertilizer. Viatrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. Viatrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViatracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with Viatrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Let's see where... Oh, and just one quick follow-up with Troy. Is Troy calling back? Is that the same Troy? Okay, maybe a different one. The one that called about the yellow jackets, just real quickly, the true yellow jacket is the Texas yellow jacket, and it's smaller than the paper wasp that you normally see under the eaves of houses. The eaves of house wasp normally isn't very aggressive unless you're interfering with it somehow or being aggressive to them, and they don't sting you as bad, and they won't, you know, chase you down. The Texas yellow jacket, on the other hand, is very aggressive and very dangerous. They're normally in the ground. Their hornet's nest is normally in the ground. They will build above ground. And we've got pictures in the Texas Bug Book of one on the front porch. It's beautiful, but it's very, very dangerous. And you need to hire professionals to help you with the control if you have the Texas yellow jacket. But the paper wasp is usually not a problem. All that stuff is covered in our book, the Texas Bug Book. Both of those wasps and, of course, a lot of other insects and beneficials as well as pests. And you can get that Texas Bug Book if you don't have it. I'd recommend it. Malcolm Beck and I did it some years ago. You can get it on dirtdoctor.com, buying it through the Texas Organic Research Center, as you can all my books on various subjects, but all using the natural organic approach, of course. As well as my art and the online course, all right there under the red button. It's right at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com. Van has been holding too long. Hello, Van. Sorry about that. What's up?
No problem. I've learned things as I, you know, waited. And I don't have the internet right now, but I will have it soon. And I would have gone and check on these things, but I need some help right now on something. I have recently put up some dog pens, and they're in front of my house. I have a barn style house with concrete out front, 38 feet wide, and well, I guess that's long, and then wide enough to drive about four cars up on there. So I put my little dog pens there. And I knew I was going to have this problem, but I wanted my dogs close, and I can hear them from my bedroom, you know. And I have flies. Now, I clean their pens, and I collect their feces, and I, you know, seal it up and all that sort of stuff. But these flies, I must be sweeter than I thought because they come after me with a vengeance. And I want something natural to use. I have the strips up, and I have the little containers, you know, where they fly on your knees, and it's got sweet stuff in it and, mm-hmm. and all. But it's not making a dent. What can I do naturally? And also, I collect, you know, the stuff, but then I have to rinse down the concrete, you know, what's little left. And is there anything I can put on that where it's downhill, and when it goes out down on the ground, is there anything I can put out there to counteract that? But then also, is there anything else I can do about these flies? They're just about to drive me bananas.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I'd recommend. The first one is you can fill clear, believe it or not, you can fill clear plastic bags, like, you know, you can use Ziploc bags or just any clear bag. Fill it with water so it's nice and plump, full of water, and hang them in the dog run area. And they repel flies just unbelievably well. Now, when they get dirty, you have to replace them or clean them or something, but that's step one. Step two I would recommend is to use garlic. You can broadcast dry garlic that you can buy from one of the big box stores around the area. You wouldn't put it on the floor of the dog run because the dogs might eat too much of it. But putting it around the area will help repel the flies, no question at all. The final thing, which would cost a little bit more money, but you may have, if the problem continues, you may want to have to consider, there's a beneficial insectary down on the Texas coast called Cunafin, and it's spelled K-U-N-A-F-I-N, Cunafin, and they sell fly parasites. It's a beneficial insect called fly parasites, and they work beautifully on controlling flies. The Arbaco insectary in New Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, wherever they are, they also sell fly parasites. Most any of the insectaries do, but those two kind of specialize in the fly parasites. So try the water in clear plastic bags, a little garlic, liquid and or dry broadcast, and then the final step would be the fly parasites.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, when you say the dry garlic, are you talking about like garlic salt and garlic powder?
Yeah, if you go to like Sam's or of Walmart or whatever, any of the big stores will have big containers of garlic powders, just ground up dry garlic, and that works better than any of the garlic things in dry form.
Okay, and I have another question though. I'm a fairly new homeowner, but I'm very new at trying to do things for my yard. And I've always thought the Japanese maple were so pretty, but I have been listening to you, and I know that there are several varieties, and I don't know which one. What is your favorite, and when should I buy one?
Van, I'm going to have to take a break. Let me come back, and you just listen on the radio, and I'll cover some of my favorite Japanese maples when I come back, okay?
All right, thank you.
I appreciate the call, and I will do that. I'll make a note right here. In fact, I was messing with my Japanese maples just yesterday. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. When you hear somebody hang up, you can call me at 866-444-3478.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Van wanted to have some recommendations, which I'll do real quickly before I go back to the phone on Japanese maples. I've got a lot of them. In fact, I've got some pretty exotic ones that have planted. You can see them once you get your new computer. You can see them on my website on DirtDoctor.com in the listing that's there under Japanese maples. The new ones are Full Moon Maple. It's a vitifolium. It's a Japanese maple that has great big leaves. And we also have one called Murasaki Kiyohime. It's just a fantastic little Japanese maple. You can see the pictures and the descriptions of all these on my website. And the Crimson Queen is one that I've had for a long time. It's a terrific one. It's one of the lacy, real lacy leaf Japanese maples. It's terrific. A couple of the new ones that I have that I like a lot. One is Baby Ghost, and it has a very airy, light kind of texture and overall appearance. And a new one that's a red leaf one. It's one of the few red leaf ones. Most of mine are green leaf. They have beautiful fall color, but they are green during the summer. But a red leaf one I have that I like a lot is Fire Glow. Probably my two favorite for Van and other people. One is the simply the species Japanese maple, Acer palmatum. It's green Japanese maple. It's one that is the mother plant that a lot of the fancy things have been bred from. And it will grow in a little bit more sun than some of the other Japanese maples. Gets a little bigger, beautiful green fall color, and the a beautiful green summer color, and the fall color is just an electric reddish orange that just knocks your eyes out. It's just a beautiful one. And then another Japanese maple that's high on my list to recommend to people, because it seems to be tough as nails, and with my experience, is called Orangeola, like the fruit orange, Orangeola. And let's see, what other ones could I mention to you? I think those are the main ones. I've got some little super dwarf ones that I'm experimenting with and some others, but those are some of my favorite Japanese maples. I've got about 20 different kinds, I guess. Let me see who's next. Susan, I believe. Witt Springs, Arkansas. Hello, Susan.
Good morning. Your program is wonderful.
Well, thank you.
There are some established persimmon trees in the backyard, but I was, you know, because you're so adamant about the, you know, keeping the flare uncovered, and I understand all that, so I got to looking at them, and the bark is right down to the ground, and there is, it looks to me like it's too much covered up, but they're very established, and they do produce well and all that, but I was thinking if they should be a little more uncovered.
Well, you can have trees acting like they're really healthy and producing well and be too deep in the ground, and some trees can take that condition better than others. Persimmon's probably in that category, but it can stand a little bit more moisture. But if the trunk is coming out of the ground, which, Susan, it sounds like it is, just straight like a you know, fence post coming out of the ground, you need to expose the flare, and you'll see that the tree, even though it seems to be doing pretty well now, it will do even better. Plus, it won't get into some stress and some issues on down the line as it gets older and more mature.
Don't become a sick tree.
Yeah.
Now, there are several, and I only looked at a couple of them, but I thought probably they're all. So if the grass goes right up to the trunk of the tree, I should then pull it back with like a garden cloth sort of thing and so forth.
Well, I don't use garden cloth myself, but pull the grass back and take the soil off so you have a dramatic flare. And even if it creates a little bit of a depression in the ground at the base of the tree, that's nothing to worry about at all. It will definitely make the tree happier. There's no question about it.
Okay. Now, when you talked about using the hydrogen peroxide for the different ailments of a plant,
mm-hmm.
are you talking about spraying the entire plant with it, or just the ground around it, or?
And you're trying to do what with the?
Oh, well, you were talking about like the viruses and the fungal and so on, using the
hydrogen. You spray it on the plant. Yeah, if the plant has a disease that you're trying to get rid of, you spray the hydrogen peroxide on the diseased parts of the plant, and it's best just to spray the entire plant down. If you drench it onto the soil, that's fine if you do it once. Don't do it over and over again, because it'll actually kill beneficial microbes in the soil if you just keep applying it over and over and over.
Right. Now, if the leaves are curled up a little bit, will it help that situation also?
Yeah, because a lot of times a curled leaf like that is viral. It can be fungal or bacteria, but a lot of times it's viral, and the hydrogen peroxide will help with that more than any of the organic disease control things I talk about.
Marvelous. Thank you so very much.
Appreciate the call.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Let's see what John has been holding the longest, I think. San Angelo, Texas. Hey, John.
Hi, Howard. I tried a new tomato this year called Tycoon.
Okay, I've heard of it.
And it's a big tomato, and the plant has borne heavily. It's got three times the fruit of a Beefmaster or something like that. But it's got a lot of white pith in the middle of it, or whatever you call that stuff. And so you're really not getting that much tomato.
Okay.
Once you cut all that stuff away. Now, is that genetic, or is that something to do with the way I raised it?
Well, I'm going to be guessing here a little bit because I haven't raised the tycoon. I've heard of it, but I haven't actually grown it myself. It could be generic. It could be part of the plant. You know, it may be what it always does. It could also be a factor of trace minerals lacking to get into the plant. But if your foliage is healthy and it's producing well and your other vegetables are doing well, I doubt that that's the case. Is your program an organic program?
Oh, yeah, for 30 years.
What specific products have you been using?
Garrett juice. And cornmeal, just all of the stuff that you've always recommended. I haven't been able to get any azomite because nobody will care it out here, but I'm working on it.
Well, keep working on that because that may be the secret to that situation you're looking at there, because there's nothing that contains and helps stimulate the availability of trace minerals any better than that product does. Let me see what else you could do in the meantime. Just any kind, if you go to the feed stores, farm stores around you, and just get some granite sand or any kind of lava sand, any kind of other rock material that you can get.
I've got lava sand.
Okay, good. Well, let's get the azomite, and this will be a real good way to see if azomite makes a big difference over the other organic amendments in this case.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. One of the things on the trace minerals that you can do as well is the lava sand, especially the really good lava sand like the cinderite that has a high paramagnetism, you can soak it in water. And it'll get the fines off of the lava sand suspended in the water, and you can, you know, have the water that you use in the Garrett juice spray actually containing some of the paramagnetic rock materials. You could do the same thing with the azomite or any of those others, too. You just have to screen the bigger particles out so it would go through your sprayer okay. But putting it on the rock mineral zone in a foliar way like that, as well as being in the ground, that could produce some really nice results. In fact, we were playing around with that idea, Malcolm Beck and I were, years ago, when the first commercial Garrett juice products were made. The big old compost bin, which was half of a big metal storage tank that Malcolm had cleaned up, besides putting manure compost in the thing and making the compost tea from that, he was mixing lava sand in with it too. So we were getting some of the lava sand juice into the Garrett juice mixture. And anybody can do that, and it's just a nice addition if you have the time to do it. Here's another Troy, apparently, calling from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Troy.
Hey, this is Troy number two for the day.
All right. What can I do for you?
Last night, I opened up my cabinet where I keep all my nutritional supplements, and I'm embarrassed to say how many of those had already gone out of date, a bunch. And last night, I threw a whole wastebasket full and kept only two things. One is the alfalfa tablets, and the other is my vitamin C with bioflavonoids, because I'm wanting to quit spending so much money, but yet I want some nutrition in addition to what I eat. So do you think I did the right thing, just the alfalfa tablets and vitamin C?
Do the right thing by what? Continuing to take those?
Yes, keeping those, and the rest is stuff that I'd bought on impulse, taking them once or twice, put them in the cabinet, and there's no way I could have taken all that stuff that I threw out last night. Most of it was out of date anyway.
I think alfalfa would tablets would be great. I take vitamin C myself every day. I think there's some alfalfa in some of the other things that I take, so I think you're right on target. The only suggestion I would make that's maybe a little different than you did, next time you have some that go out of date or whatever, crush them up and throw them in the compost pile or mix them in the soil. Use them for some nutrition in the soil. They'll work well there.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. That might revive that fig tree.
Oh, yeah. It can probably help with a lot of different plants, especially plants that need to be setting buds and flowers and you know, some kind of fruit production.
Okay.
All right.
I wish I had back the money that I've spent on, but I'm an impulse buyer, and I'm learning my lesson.
I understand. We've done the same thing.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay,
appreciate
Troy.
It.
Thanks for the call. One thing I've got going fruit-wise is my jujube tree that's at the experimental gardens at the office is loaded with fruit. Unfortunately, it's doing its suckering, though, which is a bad point. I'll be back.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time hand sanitizer plus skin conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time hand sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich 5-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or ulrichbarnes.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Well, let's go to Fort Worth and talk with Neil, I believe, is next. Hello, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I was listening earlier at the car, and I heard you talking to the lady about the fly problem she was having, and I was a little surprised you didn't mention DE, because I've used it for years, and I would have sworn that I heard about it through you.
Yeah, feeding the, I should have mentioned it, feeding DE, that's the main way that I recommend it, not broadcasting it and trying to kill, but feeding DE to the animals will sometimes eliminate the problem. I've had some people tell me that with cattle, barns, and various kinds of things. With dogs, putting it in the food, it has some other benefits too. Whether it will totally eliminate fly problems or not, I don't know, but it probably will help.
It did for me. I had both my dogs have since died, but I had two big Labrador retrievers, and once I got them used to the taste of it, they actually expected it in their food. If I didn't have it, they looked at me like I was crazy. I fed it to them for years and never had a fly after I got them on it.
Well, I appreciate you calling with the report. I put some in my dog's food occasionally. I don't do it every time anymore. And I don't have big fly problems at home, and that's probably partially the reason. Neil, I appreciate you reminding me about that.
Yeah, well, the other thing too, the way she described her setup with the, you know, the concrete pad that pitches down away from the pen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I thought about as I was hearing that is, you know, maybe she could build a compost pit at the base of the pen and just wash all that dog mess into that.
Yeah, that's a technique that would probably work pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Natural. The only thing about everybody listening to our conversation on DE here, we're talking about natural, untreated, amorphous, you know, just dug out of the ground and ground up into a powder, DE, put in the food at somewhere around 1% of the volume of the food is what we're talking about.
Yeah, and the way I got mine on it was introduced it, you know, very, very, very small amounts at a time until I got it up to the 1%.
Yeah. Okay.
The thing I was calling about for myself is in the past I've grown plum trees with great success, and I've always planted a combination of Morris, Methley, and Bruce based on, you know, one of your old books. This couple of years ago, I moved to a new house, and I kind of on a whim bought a plum tree and then a pluot and plumcot because I love those fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the plum variety. I think it might have been a Santa Rosa, but in the two springs that have passed since I put those in, I've gotten two plums.
Okay.
and so I'm assuming I have a pollination problem, and I'm wondering if there's one specific variety of plum, because I don't have a lot of space, if there's one specific variety of plum that is a better pollinator than anything else for those trees.
Yeah, Methley.
Okay.
Methley's the best by far. You might try doing a little bit more Garrett juice spraying and drenching under the trees to help. There's nothing that helps set fruit better than that. You may be already doing that, but if you are, just kick up the volume a little bit. That may help some too.
I really didn't. Didn't do much of anything at all other than, you know, normal fertilization. And that's probably going to be a big impact because the places that I planted them, the soil is not terribly good.
Yeah. Give it a shot. Let me know how it works.
Okay. I'll do it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's a good tip about my old tip myself. Here's Elaine in Dallas. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I'm trying to establish a Texas ash tree on a slight incline in my front yard, and I'm wondering, even in our heat, I've been watering it every day. Can I water just too much?
It's impossible to water too much at any one time, but it is possible to water too often. So water deeply, 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 and then go as long as you can without having, you know, wilting or anything to water that real, real heavy amount again. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep it sopping wet all the time.
I mean, a couple of times a week, if I go real deep, should be enough to get
it
us
should
through
be, the should be fine. You'll have to make that determination yourself about how fast it's, you know, draining away and leaching away, but just water the heck out of it until you super saturate it and then let it go through almost getting to a dry point, at least in the top few inches, before you do that again.
Will do. And as far as using Garrett juice, should I be pouring that around just to kind of give it a good start?
Every now and then, at least once every couple of weeks, or no more than that, because you'll be wasting time and money if you do it more often than that. Probably once a month is plenty. Okay?
Great. Thanks a million.
Appreciate your call. Gail, did you have something real quick? I'm about to have to buzz out of here.
I know. I'm glad to hear about fly predators close by. Rural and the big fly trap is amazing.
The fly traps. I appreciate you.
It's called Big Stinky. Yeah.
Big Stinky Fly Trap. All right. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gail,
okay.
Thanks. And the fly parasites are great. I've enjoyed being with everybody. Thanks for all the calls. And if you have some questions during the week, just go to dirtdoctor.com. And you can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. If you want to set up a meeting with me, same phone number you use here on the show. I'll see you next time.